listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. Open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Without any further ado, it is time to get to Mock Draft 2.0 from one Vic Carucci. Notorious, take it away.
All right. Happily doing this, updating the mock draft that we put together. Each of us. This is our second version. What was it, about 2 weeks ago, I think, that we brought up the first version.
Correct.
And I've been influenced by some things, by pro days, by private workouts. I'll admit, because what else do I have to go on? All right, so let's get number two rolling right now.
Number one.
So number one on number two
is
Blake Bortles, quarterback for Central Florida. Still have him going to the Houston Texans with the first pick. This Texans team needs a quarterback. They think they're close. They think they're the Kansas City Chiefs and really within a pick or two, a player or two, of being a contender. They thought they were a contender last year, but for the quarterback position. And that quarterback, Matt Schaub, that they started the year with is now, of course, with the Oakland Raiders. As much as they'll be tempted to think about Jadeveon Clowney, probably especially after today's pro day. And if you watch today's pro day, Romeo Crennel, the new defensive coordinator for the Texans, the former Browns head coach, jumped in and started leading Jadeveon through drills. He was that excited there. So maybe he's going to try to get the ear of Rick Smith, their general manager, and say, got to draft this guy. But honestly, I think Rick Smith, I just think the way they're going to be thinking as an organization, and especially just looking at their whole top-to-bottom organization, Bill O'Brien, their head coach especially, they've got to have a quarterback. Blake Bortles will be that guy.
Number two.
Sticking with Greg Robinson here, the offensive tackle from Auburn. I've had multiple scouts from around the NFL and GMs tell me he is the best player in this draft, hands down, that no one else is close to his level of talent at his respective spot. He is the proverbial put him at tackle, put him at left tackle, and he stays there for the next 15 years. He makes Pro Bowls. He could go to the Hall of Fame. He's that kind of a talent in the eyes of a lot of talent observers in the National Football League.
Number two.
Actually, this would be number three.
Number three.
I like it when the deep voice guy even messes up, because I'll do that enough times. It was throwing me off, too.
He recovered quickly, though, and he sounded exactly the same. He did a good job.
I was amazing. Let's give him props.
Tip of the cap.
So, number three, this is where I'm putting Jadeveon Clowney. Once again, the defensive end from South Carolina. Sterling Pro Day today did nothing to not only hurt himself, but did probably more to even enhance the fact that he merits top three consideration. Exceptionally talented player. The concerns, of course, are what are you getting? Are you getting the Clowney of 2 years ago, or are you getting the Clowney of this past season? And those are legitimate concerns, but I think the talent is enormous. I think it's incumbent upon the team, and to go along with what we heard Nate Ulrich say about Mike Pettine as a coach, saying, you know, you want to be that coach who can make that player a better player. That should be, every coach does think he can fix a guy, whether it's a character issue or certainly football issues, mechanics, whatever, depending on the position, technical stuff. And that is what coaches do. They teach, they enhance, they bring along. And I think that will be the thought, of course, with the Jacksonville Jaguars in that third slot to go ahead. And by the way, I didn't mention the Rams, by the way, were picking second, taking Greg Robinson, but the Jaguars taking Clowney at number three.
Number four.
And right now, of course, we get to the Browns pick at number four. Well, in my first version of the mock, thank you for the little drum roll, Nathan. I liked yours better. In my first version, I had Sammy Watkins, the Clemson wide receiver here. I am changing now to Derek Carr, quarterback, Fresno State. I believe the Browns need for a QB, much like the Texans need for a QB, is so great that you don't leave it to the fate of getting the guy later, wherever later might be. It's that important for this team. The hole is massive at that position that was understandably and expected. We expected it to be created by the departure, at least one departure, Brandon Whedon, but no, it was two. Jason Campbell and Whedon are ex-Browns. Brian Hoyer is still here, yes, but I am not putting everything on his shoulders for this year and beyond. I am putting him in the competition, and I want real competition for him, and it's not coming from any other source. If by now the Browns had maybe acquired somebody like a Matt Schaub, I'd have a different view of this. They didn't. They are leaning on this draft to get help at that position, and that's the only way you can look at it. You're not thinking about 2015 and having a crack at somebody, Jameis Winston or somebody in the upper tier, that you're going to need to lose a lot of games to have a shot to get that guy. That's not how you think. Derek Carr, I believe, has the best arm. I believe has polish as a person and professional. He has got some ragged edges to his game mechanically that I think can be worked on and fixed. I don't necessarily have to see him start this year, but if this organization believes, and I don't know that they do, this is just my take on him, I have good feelings about what he's about as a player, as a person, as a guy who can fill that role, and I don't think you chance this and say he'll be there at 26, because I don't think he'll be there at 26. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to pull off the deal that'll let me wheel into a lower portion of the draft to get him. So working, we're not doing trades in this scenario. I'm putting Derek Carr there.
So he is the number two quarterback on your board over Manziel, over Bridgewater.
He is.
To reiterate. Okay. And you don't, you wouldn't trade, you don't think you could trade down? At least maybe, let's say you wanted to stay ahead of Minnesota, trade down to 7 and still get him and pick up something else?
I'm not going to say I couldn't or wouldn't be able to, but for the purposes of what we're doing here and, you know, to think of the – because, again, you could say, yeah, we'll just trade, but it's not that simple. You got to have a partner. You got to know exactly what you're going to be able to get and find that right spot. I wouldn't say I wouldn't call that impossible, but for the sake of a straightforward, here's how I'm ranking him and here's how I want this mock to unfold, I'm putting Carr there.
I don't know if that's going to be popular. We'll see. Carr goes a little bit later.
Not doing the popular thing. Sorry. I'm doing what I think is the right thing.
You end up a fan.
Right. Exactly.
is that your boy Marv? Is that Marv?
I believe it. All right, we got to let the deep voice guy talk.
Yeah. He did.
You said it? We were over it?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Oakland Raiders, picking at 5. All right. And right here, Sammy Watkins, wide receiver, Clemson. I moved him down a spot. I think the Raiders need to get something for Matt Schaub's talents to shine. They've invested in making that pick. It was only a 6th-rounder, but they are on a window, basically, for Reggie McKenzie, for the decision-makers in Oakland. A one-year schedule. Others may say, well, go for a sounder, safer pick at offensive tackle. And I don't know that their coaching staff, that their personnel staff is going to have a chance to see that guy play beyond a year at that position. They need difference makers. They need playmakers. Of the receivers in this draft, Sammy is the best. I think we've established that, and that makes the most sense for the Raiders at number 5.
All right, so that's it. Your top 5 to reiterate. Houston, Blake Bortles, St. Louis, Greg Robinson, Jacksonville, Jadeveon Clowney, the Browns, Derek Carr, and the Oakland Raiders, Sammy Watkins. And now go ahead and finish out the Browns.
Faster, because I know we're going to get into some Jadeveon Clowney sound, by the way, at the top of the hour from his workout,
26.
And we'll analyze that. So at number 26, I'm giving the Browns their receiver, Kelvin Benjamin from Florida State.
The big fella.
This guy's big, 6'5", 235, great wingspan. Good speed. I mean, he's got that kind of deceptive speed. Runs a little bit like Josh Gordon, that taller frame, and really can move well. Nice big hands like Gordon as well, and sees the ball well. Good all the way around. I think he's a – and he's got to work on developing his routes, but I like what he is there. At 35, the Browns get, I think, a running back here, and I think it's possible Carlos Hyde from Ohio State could be available this far down in a draft where we saw what the running back market was or wasn't in free agency. I think it'll mirror that in the draft. And I think while others would say, no, this guy should be available or won't be available at this point.
Not a lot of people have him in the second.
I'm saying he'll be here, and I'm saying the Browns could definitely do well by grabbing him at 35.
So no corner now in your first 3 picks?
Nope. Okay. I've moved corner to my 71st pick. Okay. And I love this guy right here, Victor Hampton. He's a corner from South Carolina. He was at the Pro Day today. He's a bigger, stronger guy who has, when you look at him physically, I mean, he looks like the right guy to play that position. I think the bigger physical corners are in vogue in this league, but he can also move fast, and he's got the ability to do what corners need to do, flip those hips, flip them. And what does that mean? They can get in position to make an athletic play quickly from side to side and going back. All right, and real fast to wrap it up, at the other two are 83, David Yankee, offensive guard from Stanford.
Okay.
And I'm going to finish it off with another Stanford pick, my last pick, which is 102, and that is Shane Scott. I had him there from before, but these other two picks previously were new. So lots of changes.
If Yankee falls that far, that would be obviously, I think, great for the Browns.
I got him falling. I got him falling.
That'd be great. That'd be great. All right, okay. So there it is. And the full mock draft, your full first round, will be available at ClevelandBrowns.com, the newly redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com, with mine tomorrow.
Yep. Yes, tomorrow on ClevelandBrowns.com, check out our full 1 to 32 with our Browns picks and our commentary analysis on the Browns choices. All right, we got much more ahead. We are going to talk more. You know, in this open glass studio, you get a lot of people communicate. I've never seen more hand gestures.
There's a lot
stuff.
Of nonverbal communication
a lot of non-verbal.
That goes on. Larry David would hate it in here.
Workout. We'll hear what Jadeveon Clowney had to say. Coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.